I'm just sitting here thinking, I can't tell if I can hear the peepers through my headphones also as I'm recording or if I'm just hearing them outside, but maybe if y'all listen hard enough, this mic is just picking up some crazy shit. So maybe if you listen hard enough, you can also hear the peepers in the background. That's like in the basically swamp behind our house, which is great because we get to listen to that, but also just, you know, like bugs and icky little things. So this next episode is with a really, really good friend of mine. His name is Alex Grandy. For those of you who don't know him, he used to be the manager at Saratoga Guitar, like pre-COVID times. And that's how I met him. He was my boss technically, which is like so funny to think about, now because we're just like friends on such an even level. But at the time I was like a little bit intimidated by him. I don't think I've ever told him that. He would probably be like, "What?" But Alex is releasing his first record ever. He just released his first single, which actually I am featured on. So you can go and listen to that. It's a gorgeous, 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 gorgeous song. And Chris Carey did all of his like mixing and mastering and added all of the other instruments on the entire album, I believe. If not the entire album, 90% of it. And it's, I can't wait to hear it. I still haven't heard the whole album. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. And Alex really, like, I didn't know what to expect when he was coming over here to do this. But he got so vulnerable. And I just thought that that was really brave and really cool because the time that we met was a very difficult time for him. And it's just one of those things. It's like the throw pillow saying of like, you just never know what battle anyone is fighting. So like, be kind. But truly, like I had no idea, like we all were experiencing some level of what he was experiencing, but he was taking the brunt of it so hard. And like, you would think working at Saratoga Guitar is like a great job, but it was tough. It was really tough for a multitude of reasons. And he really opens up about that and also opens up about just like how stepping away from that and then finding teaching just opened him up in so many ways. So I hope that you enjoy this as much as I enjoyed our conversation, and go and listen to his music and fall in love with what he does and maybe even take lessons from him. But you honestly, you probably can't because he probably doesn't have space for you. Anyway, enjoy this episode.
Talking to normal people.
I know, I feel nervous.
Do you not know how to hold a mic? Oh my God. Baby's first time. Oh my God. But wait, you haven't done, we got to get you. You got to like go do like a WEXT thing and like they'll take care of you. Okay. They'll get you like an interview, like when the whole album comes out.
It's coming out Friday.
Oh, fuck.
Is that too soon? Should I delay it?
No, you can't. You can't change it now.
I just felt like
you gotta hold the mic to your mouth, bro.
Are we recording?
Oh yeah.
We're recording. Oh my gosh, we're live.
Yeah, well, here we are.
Yeah. It comes
You're
out.
You're just like flinging it around. Oh my god.
Yeah, the album comes out Friday.
Oh my god.
I think that's crazy. I worked on it for so long.
Yeah.
That I was like, I can't wait. No. Any longer.
No.
Like, I'm going to release a single because I know that's the thing, like, you do.
Yeah.
But I don't know, because I was thinking, like, maybe November, but then, like, Thanksgiving's coming up, everybody gets busy. Then December is just Christmas music.
No, you can't.
You know? So I was like, I got to just release it early October. So I was like, I'm just going to do it. So.
No, October is a great release time. Great. Yeah. I love it. And I feel like it's, like, perfect. You want to drive. You can have the windows down.
Yeah,
but like,
exactly.
And it's just, like, it's perfect music listening.
Yeah, it is the perfect time of year to listen to new music. Yes. And I didn't know this until 2 days ago. My album comes out the same day as Taylor Swift's album.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So
oh, man.
Yeah. So I feel kind of sorry for her, God. You know?
Yeah. Oh.
Because everyone's going to be listening to my album instead of hers.
Yeah. We'll all just be tuning in. I mean, I'll listen to yours and not hers. So
okay,
if that makes you feel any better.
Yes, it does.
I don't know. I feel like I probably shouldn't. Actually, you're technically episode 11.
Okay.
I think this morning I was thinking I'm going to do 12 in a season. feels like 12 feels like a good number.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's divisible by 3 and 4 and 2 and 6. I was literally thinking about this morning when I like couldn't sleep. I was like, 12 is a good number. So I think you're going to be like the last episode released. Oh, the first episode gets released next Monday. So then, it'll be like, okay. Bing, 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 bing.
Okay, cool. So by this Friday, like, I mean October 3rd.
Yeah, that's October 3rd. I know we're working, so it'll working backwards. It'll be
in the past.
But, yeah. Oh, I'm excited.
Thank
you.
So
how long have you been working on this album? Even though I know the answer to this question, I'm going to ask you.
Okay. Yes. Thank you for the question.
Yeah. Yep.
So I was just looking at like the recordings the other day at thinking, when did I write these songs? I think the newest song is a couple of years old. So I finished all the songs a couple of years ago and then kind of was just like, I don't know what to do now. You know, I would just record them at my house, you know, my guitar and vocals to a click track. So like my part was done, but I needed a band to do the rest. And I had tried making albums in the past. That didn't really work out. I mean, if you really want to get into it, like I've been working on making an album since I was a kid, literally since I was a teenager. I've been trying for so long. I mean, I before learning a song, I was writing songs. I was just a super shy kid when I started playing at 13, and I was too shy to take lessons. I didn't think I was good enough to take lessons, which I know doesn't make any sense, but I was just so nervous to play in front of anybody. And there was no like internet, you know, when I started playing. I mean, there was, but I didn't have a computer or anything. No. So I was just making stuff up on the guitar, just writing music. And it's always been my dream to make an album. It's kind of funny because I feel like people, like I'm in the music scene as a teacher, but never really like as a performer or a songwriter. But the whole reason why I'm here is because of my love of writing music. So yeah, it's just, I guess I really got serious about it when I was like 17 and I really wanted to make an album. I went to Parkway Music and got a little microphone and some kind of recording software and did a couple songs with a friend. And then when I went to college, I was like, I'm gonna make an album. And I wrote some songs that it was a lot different than the kind of stuff I write now. You've heard my stuff in the past.
I hope it would be
different. Yeah, it was a lot different. Like, it was a lot different.
I have heard some of that stuff too, though. Yeah.
And I worked with a producer, a good friend of mine, who would like make beats to my songs and that kind of thing. And the songs were good, but it just never felt like it was really me.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I mean, I spent all college trying to make an album and I got some recordings. I just didn't quite like the way they turned out. Got out of college, re-recorded all the songs, still didn't turn out the way I wanted them to. And I kind of just like gave up for a little while, you know? I was like, okay, I spent all this money trying to make like 2 albums. Didn't come out the way I wanted it to. Like, I just felt embarrassed putting it out there. I was like, I can't do it. But I still kept writing because I can't help it. I just like to write music,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
And I kind of changed my style a little bit during the pandemic. I had some extra time, you know? I was unemployed and I was writing a lot of music and I felt like I wrote some really good songs, but I didn't want to rush the process of trying to make an album because I'd already tried to do it like 2-3 times and it didn't work out. So I kind of just sat on the songs for a while. And then our friend Pete Pajukos, he did an album with Chris Carey and I was like, wow, this sounds really good. And Pete was like, you should reach out to him.
Oh, I gotta have Pete on this podcast.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that would be insane.
Yeah, Pete on the podcast would be insane. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, I love it.
So I reached out to Chris. I'm like, let's just try one song. And it totally exceeded my expectations.
What was the first song?
It was We Are the Devil.
Okay, cool.
Which is gonna be the first song on the album.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I was just like, this is it. The sound I've been trying to get my whole freaking life. Like, this is it. It's just so authentic, and Chris is just such an incredible musician. I mean, he can play every instrument really well.
For real.
And
for
just
real.
His style. His just Oh, and really?
Yeah, his sister sang in the soda choir. I don't know if she's doing
it. Oh, I did not know that.
Yes, and I had a weird like connection with her where I was like, I met her at like the first. It was last semester of soda, so that was like January, February, and she like walked in and whatever, and we were just kind of chatting, and she was like so cool, had the coolest style ever, was like wearing these like pants with like horses on them. Really? And I was like, you're so fucking cool. And then we were talking and she's like, oh yeah, like she talks about living downtown, whatever. And then she, so whatever, we like connected. And then it was like, I was on Instagram literally the next week before soda, scrolling through a friend of mine who does flowers. Her Instagram is Penchant for Petals. I'm looking at her Instagram page and I'm like, this is this girl. I was like, I met her last week at soda, and I'm looking at her wedding photos like on Instagram. Like I was like, this is so weird, with like Christie's flower company. And then I walk in and I was like, I'm so sorry, I have to tell you, like, I saw your wedding photos and they were stunning. Like, I just saw them on Instagram. And she was like, oh yeah, like, thanks so much. Like, I love her, love Christie, yada, yada, yada. I was like, me too. Great. Still don't connect it.
Wow.
And I don't know when it, I can't recall like when it happened that we made the connection, but it was like, oh, you're Chris Carey's sister. And then we were talking about Chris. And then she was like, we were like standing in soda, like by the mirrors in the front that they were covered with like the curtain at that point.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, he could take this curtain and play it. And I was like, yes. Like Chris, oh my literally, gosh, I teach so next funny. To him at Troy Music Academy.
Yeah, that's right.
He's like bass, drums, guitar, piano. He's over there, like everybody's filtering through. Like every student he has plays a different instrument. It's
insane.
Crazy.
That's it's insane. Crazy. Yeah, it's insane. I mean, he really just he could have done 50% worse, and it still would have been like this is what I needed.
Yeah,
you know?
Would have been like, this is.
I mean,
great.
He really knew exactly what I was going for, and
that's so cool.
I finally, for the first time in my life, am like, this is something I'm really proud of. Like,
that's
legitimately
amazing.
You know, I'm not just releasing it because I'm like, oh, it's time. Like, I have to release something.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, this is, I'm really proud of this. I think
I'm
pretty
so
good.
Glad.
You know?
No, I mean, like, I've only heard one song, but mm-hmm. that one song sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And I've also heard your music before. I've heard your music, like, so also, like, I don't know, just so people know, I might say this in my intro too, but we've known each other since 2017 was that when I started working at Saratoga Guitar.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
When Matt hired me to be like the token white.
Yep.
Like,
the face of Saratoga
Girl.
Guitar.
Yeah.
We were the face of Saratoga Guitar,
no,
according.
No.
Well,
according to Matt.
Well, remember?
No, I completely forgot until you just
remember,
said.
Remember, wasn't
that.
It like the guitar show? He was
oh, Jesus.
He was like, you and Alex.
Oh my God. Alex.
Are the
I completely
of Saratoga Guitar. I don't know. He definitely said it in some kind
oh
of weird
no,
way where
oh,
we looked
did.
At each other like, wait, what?
Okay, I've totally.
We are not a couple.
I completely. Also, that, like, you're married. Like, Alex is married. That's like, what the fuck, man?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
Good times.
Oh my God. You just. Oh my God. I completely forgot that happened. You, like, I feel like whenever I see you, I'm like blasted back
oh
to, like,
gosh.
A period of time. That is, it's such a weird space
so,
in my brain.
Very different
you too?
Time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, especially, yeah, I feel like, I don't know.
The face of Saratoga.
For me, when I see a gold van, that's when.
Anytime.
just
PTSD.
PTSD. Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, the music and arts instruments are coming.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no, that was that's like a. I was wondering if we would get into that today too. Just talking about Matt a little bit. I mean, he's such a pillar of the music community.
Yeah.
Just it's. I mean, I'm not trying to talk. You don't want to talk ill of the dead or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, of course.
But having someone be your boss versus having someone be the friendly guy who owns Saratoga Guitar.
That's a lot different.
Yeah,
it's a lot different.
Two very different people.
Two very different people. Yeah, and
also,
you know I am grateful for the time, of course. I mean, I got to meet you.
I know.
And, like, so many great people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was definitely, like, the most difficult time of my life working there. It was not a good experience at all.
No.
I felt really kind of stuck emotionally when I was there and didn't really feel like I didn't know what to do with my life. And like teaching is really kind of what I feel like saved me, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I started teaching there a little bit on the side, but I didn't think I could really do it full time. And then when COVID happened, you know, the store shut down, and tragically Matt passed away from COVID. But it really pushed me to start teaching, and now that's what I do full time, and I love it.
You love it?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Okay, it's so
interesting. I do love it. I do love it. I will say, because I feel like you're looking at me like, do you really love it?
No,
I do. I really do love it. I do really love it. But if I could do it less, I would. You know?
What would you supplement with? Or
chilling.
Or you wouldn't. It would just be like, I wish I could do it less.
Yeah, you I feel like I work a lot, you know? Yes. You know? So I do love teaching, but I feel like I do it a lot.
Yes.
And I wish I had a little more just time to just relax.
Yes. But you're also really good at it.
Oh, thank
like,
you.
Like, I took lessons from you this year. Mm-hmm. And, like, I actually have been meaning to text you to be like, I like want to keep doing that
because I miss I've been meaning to text you too.
I miss them. I know.
I miss
classic
it too.
Being an adult.
I miss it too.
I miss it like a lot. It was like I was just picking up my guitar the other day to like really because like this summer I kind of like I've just had all this health stuff going on, so I haven't really had time to like pick it up. But I picked it up the other day for the first time in a while, and then I was like, oh, I gotta get back into lessons. Like I was like, I have this thing that I want to do, and I was like, I can't figure out how to make the sound on my own. And I was like, I know Alex would be look at me and be like, this is how you do this. Like, you make it like so much more easy and like approachable. Like, I felt like you would, I would leave my lessons and you'd be like, you're doing amazing. And I'm like, Alex, oh my God. Like, and then I'd be like, Alex makes me feel so good about myself. Like,
oh my
you're a really great teacher.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
That means
Not
a lot
that you
to
need
me.
More students,
especially coming from you though, because you are a really good musician. And I feel like whenever I teach musicians, I'm like, oh gosh, they're gonna find out I'm a fraud.
No,
you know?
That's how I also so, feel because I'm also not like I like when I think about like musician, I think about like JP because JP is like knows like theory, can play classical, can like improv, can do all the things.
So funny.
Listens to songs like we're in the car and he's just going 1, 4, 5, 6, like doing like he'll like just sing
all the
chord progressions
like
and stuff and everything, and he just like is like, oh yeah, and this is like whatever, and like sometimes we'll be in the car and he'll be like, okay, like what's this interval, bum bum, and like we'll do like ear training in the car,
oh,
and I'm like,
gosh.
I
that's so cool. Wish I had an ear training buddy drive
ear
around
training
with
buddy. Honestly, that's so funny that you say that because Rick
you
is
just
car-
you guys should start a show
that it's just
drive around
the car.
and just do ear training.
Honestly, great.
That
I like love
thing.
It it could be our TikTok. I started a couple's TikTok.
I saw it. It's awesome. No, I loved it. I was so happy when I saw it.
I was like,
wait, Angelina's following me again? I'm like, oh, wait. This is a couple.
Because you know
TikTok.
What I want is I just want to fucking pay off like our student loans with a TikTok account. I'm like, let us just become famous being funny and cute. I'll just post videos of us like snuggling on the couch and then people are like, that's so cute. And then I'm like, pay me money.
Yes.
That's all.
I am so for that.
Yeah, me too. Right.
Sell out.
Yeah.
No,
oh,
it's not
100%.
Selling out.
No. I'm like, I'll do it. I'll do
it.
I will.
I know. Yeah. Same here. I mean, it's funny. My TikTok is mostly just angry political ramblings. It's called Alexander Grandy Music. I think. And it's a picture of me with guitar, but, and it's supposed to be music, but every time I go on, I just vent.
I know. I see every time you come up, I see them, and I'm like,
yeah,
I'm like,
venting.
And also your comment section is off the fucking charts.
Yeah, it gets crazy
People go
sometimes.
Crazy.
It gets crazy. And that's the thing. It's like I post a music video.
Nothing.
You know.
I know.
4 likes, which is fine. I don't care. It's cool. It's cool.
Yep.
But it's
the second you post something political, it's like yeah. You just need you need to separate them. Also,
I know,
this is the thing
with
TikTok, because TikTok is really what's the word I'm looking for? Like peculiar in the way that like if you try to do too many things with your TikTok, TikTok will like bury your TikTok because it's like I don't know what you want to be.
Oh,
so it's like for me it's like if I try to post like music stuff and then something funny or then something like of me and JP,
that's
it's like
really
then the next time I try to post a music thing, I get no views because it's like TikTok is like, what are you? I don't know where to put you.
Yeah.
So like
they want consistency for the algorithm.
Yeah, for the algorithm. I know that if I have to hear that word one more fucking time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. What is your like, do you have a plan for like releasing your album and like do you have like a marketing plan?
Yeah, really good question. You know, I...
Not that I'm the best at this, because I know that there are a lot of people who are a lot better, but...
No, and I'll probably be asking for advice after this podcast, but... So if I'm being completely... I want to say, like, oh, yeah, I'm doing this, that, and this. Yeah. But if I'm being completely honest, this is something I've been thinking about a lot. You know, I am so busy in my life. I'm so busy right now. You know, I have two kids. My wife and I both work 6 days a week. And I know I owe it to my songs to, like, market them. But I also feel like I'm doing all I can. Like, this, like, just releasing it is a really big thing for me. Personally.
Yes.
So that is like the thing. It's like I am releasing that. It. And you know, I don't know. It's like, how much time do I want to spend marketing it? And like, is it worth putting all that time into it to maybe get, you know, a few extra fans? I don't know.
Yeah.
So my marketing is pretty grassroots. I am sending it to every person I know. So I have a lot of students.
True.
Every single student, I am getting to listen to this album and listen to the song.
I feel, you know, so weird doing shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll post about it on the internet and then like, and like do that. But then I'm like sending it to people personally. I'm like,
I know. I feel kind of weird about it.
But it's what you have to do it.
Yeah. And I see, it's funny. I feel like I'm almost the opposite, like posting on the internet. I'm like, I feel weird about that.
I don't know why I don't know why. I'm the opposite way. I don't know what that is.
It makes sense. It definitely makes sense. But
it always seems it's like those are the people you actually interact with. So I know. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. But I have so many students. I mean,
you do. How many students do you have?
So many. I don't know. So I teach a class at Crandall Library and Glens Falls, and I have like 60 students there. It's a free class.
Fucking crazy.
The library pays me, but you know, people take the class for free, and there's a ton of people that come. We do it every other week.
And what is it?
Ukulele.
Yeah.
It's a ukulele class. Yeah. Ukulele class. And it's mostly people over the age of 60, which is totally cool.
You should also talk about your thing at Artisanal.
Yeah. So at Artisanal, the first Tuesday of every month, from 6:30 to 8, I hold something called Yukon Brews. I host something called Yukon Brews. We put the music up on the screen and I lead the songs and everybody sings and plays along with their ukuleles. And we usually have like about 40 ukulele players.
It's like packed.
It's completely packed.
Every time.
You got to make a reservation to go.
Like, really?
Yeah, because people show up, there's nowhere to sit. There's nowhere. Because there's usually about 40 ukulele players.
Oh,
plus people bring like their significant other or a couple friends. Yeah. So the place is completely packed. So it's so much fun. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. But so yeah, like all of those people, I'm like, hey, you know me as the ukulele guy, but I'm here because
you're like, but I also sing with this really deep voice.
Yeah. Wait till you hear this.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and so another thing I want to do is get it printed on vinyl. That's like my dream.
Oh.
You know? That's really my dream.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I do have people, it's like once every few months, someone is like, when are you going to get it on vinyl? Mm. And I'm like, do you want to pay for me to get it on vinyl?
Yes. Yep.
Because if you have $2,000 to just drop
on vinyl,
that's great.
Yep. Yeah. Because you can't just get like 20 of them. You've got to get 100 or 200 of them.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to try to do a GoFundMe.
To
get it on vinyl. And if I can get like 40 of my students to buy one, like pre-order one, that'll pay for it. That'll pay for it. So I think I could. I think I probably have like 80 students. So if I can get half of them to buy a record, and I think a lot of them are into it, you know, they'll think it's cool and you know, with their family and friends. So that's kind of my marketing plan, you know, it's just like the people I know and trying to get my music out there. And
I feel like the people who know you really want to support you. Like, that's also how I feel. I'm just like, Alex is like one of like my favorite people. Like, you just are.
Thank you.
You like, because you, thank you. No, but like, because you just have this air about you that I'm just like, you're also equally as supportive of like everyone else you come into contact with, right? Like, it's like, so that is like, there's such a give and take, like, with you and yeah, the people yeah. that surround you, I think, that people will just want to be like, oh, and so I think much. Grassroots is like perfect for you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's so nice of you to say. Thank yeah. you. Appreciate it. Yeah. And I really do feel that support, like, yeah. from my students. So going back to Saratoga Guitar, when I worked there, it was just, it was this experience where I always felt, and not even just from, you know, the owners, but just working in retail where you feel like you're looked down upon
100%.
Constantly, you know, 100%. Like people coming into the store and just also, talking down to you. Just
there is something about specifically like being in the music, in a music store like yes. that was just like, and also you being a dude, but also me being a woman and like, and also me not knowing anything about guitars. Like Matt hired me to like do piano stuff, but then I did yeah. learn stuff about guitars also. But then it's like, just like dudes coming in, like bros coming in and being like, and you're just like, oh my fucking yeah. God. Like some of the customers are awful.
It was horrible. Yeah. It was absolutely horrible. I hated yeah. it so much. And I kind of believe that. I hated it so much. And I kind of believe that that's how the world was. Cause it was like, you know, it was my first job out of college. Oh. I mean, I worked as a janitor before that, right. which also wasn't great.
No.
So I never had a good experience in my work life.
Oh, that's so interesting.
So then going from that to teaching, yeah. like ukulele and guitar, it was such a 360. I mean, or 180. 360, that comes back around. It's such a 180 because from the very start when I started teaching, I felt so supported. Aww. Like I would teach a lesson and people would be like, you're so good at this. Like, this is Ugh. So great. I want to do this more. And
you
I'd
found
be like,
your calling.
I'd be like, wait, you like what I'm doing? Like right. no one ever likes what I'm doing. I don't think Aww. Like, it seems like nobody likes me.
And then
I
start, hates me.
Yeah, everyone hates me. I just thought yep. that was the world. And I started God, teaching no. And I mean, still the support I get from my students is so incredible. Like I it blows my mind that people pay me $50 a week to teach them guitar right. or ukulele. Like, it blows my mind. And they I've had students for 6-7 years, you know,
wow.
and like Aww. They always are still complimenting me, always still telling me how yep. much they love it. So it's just I really feel so lucky I do love teaching, like, for that reason. Good. It makes me feel great. And I mean, I have a lot of my demographic is like under the age of 10 or over the age of 60.
Pretty, yeah. much. Yeah. That's so funny.
And honestly, I love it.
I kind of feel that too. I'm like thinking about who I teach. No, actually.
Yeah, you're like my one student. That's
in my the middle.
Age.
I'm right in the middle. That's so funny. Yeah. But it's like, I feel like that's so interesting. But I am thinking, and I'm like, oh, I do have. I honestly, like, I really like teaching kids, but I don't have as many as I think I would like. Like, I have more adults, more like, 30, more like 35 plus.
Okay.
And then like one kid. But
interesting.
Like, the kids are so fun.
The kids are great.
Yeah.
In groups, not always so great.
Oof,
you get a bunch of kids together.
No way. Literally,
That can be wild.
Literally, fuck that. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I can't. I was like, I did that for like a hot minute. I was doing these like yoga music classes for kids.
Oh, interesting.
And it literally destroyed my brain. Like, I was like, I cannot. I literally. But also, you have to be like, that is a learned skill. Like, yeah. there's a reason that teachers go to college and learn how to like speak to large groups of kids. And like, I already had respect for teachers. I have so much more respect for them because I'm like,
all day, every day, 20 kids.
All day, every day. And how are you doing it?
Yeah.
And like, how do you have to have so much patience.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm just like, shut the fuck down. Damn it. Like, I just can't. Yeah. But then I realized I was like, oh, but when I'm working one-on-one with
one-on-one kids. One-on-one with kids? Great.
Because
Love
I can't
it.
Like when my problem was that I was like, I could see certain kids that I like couldn't reach that needed to be reached.
Yep.
And then other kids that were like slipping through the cracks because they were just like functioning fine.
Yep.
And that were then because of all these other kids weren't getting the benefits of this thing because like these other kids couldn't get their shit together.
Exactly.
So then like this poor little girl over here is just looking at me with like the most earnest doe eyes I've ever seen in my life. And she's like, I just want to do yoga and sing songs.
Yeah, yeah.
And like the little boy over here is like running around stabbing people with a pencil. Like,
exactly.
And I was just like,
yeah, it feels like a lose-lose situation.
100%. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, it's such a challenge with groups of kids.
Yeah.
And sometimes it works out, but oftentimes it is. It's like a couple kids. I mean, I'm going through this right now. Ugh. A couple kids in a class that are pretty difficult. And the other kids, they want to learn. And it's like the other kids are running around yelling the whole time. And it's like I can only do so much.
Yeah.
So groups of kids, you know, not my favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
But it can be rewarding. I taught at Waldorf for a couple of years, actually. And I taught a ukulele class.
Wow.
And this was the most challenging thing I ever did. It was fourth, fifth, and sixth graders, 22 kids all in a room, all with ukuleles, just me and the kids. And it gave me so much anxiety.
So much.
Because there was no way to have a good class.
Nope.
There was no, just the varying ages and skills and personalities. It was just so crazy.
Yikes.
That being said, you know, adult classes, they can be, you can get some characters in those too, you know?
Yeah, you do have your ukuleles.
I got my ukuleles. Shout out to the ukuleles
so
if you're listening.
Oh, my God. You're going to have to send this to them.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, they're great, by the way. But you know what? What's crazy, like, out of all the challenges I have and, like, out of all the anxiety that teaching can potentially give me, I still look back at Saratoga guitar and I'm like, oh, this is nothing.
It's better.
This is nothing.
Than, yeah.
I used to drive to work every day just like, how am I going to do this today?
Yeah.
How am I going to? Maybe I should just turn around and go home and hide. Like, and then hopefully, I don't know, someone saves me.
Oh,
I mean, it
God.
Was, it
I
gave me
like,
so much anxiety.
Alex? I know. I would have been like, Alex, please, please.
Yeah.
And it's also so funny, though, because like I knew, like, as the longer I worked there, the more we'd have these conversations. And
yeah,
it was like,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, oh, like, we're not crazy.
We're yeah. And also like, oh, we're all not doing well. Like,
yeah.
All of us are like, what the fuck? But it's also so interesting because I'm hearing you say that and just like how miserable you were. And like, I knew that you were unhappy,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't realize that you were literally like, I want to go home and hide and
oh
never,
yeah no
you know?
Like I mean gosh
like we
you know, I don't
fun.
Know how dark you want to get but
we can get dark
oh gosh
yeah
it feels so personal to say
I know.
But
you don't have to we can always take something out too if you don't
okay
like yeah we can
okay
always
cool I mean I feel like it's important to talk about because it's an important part of my journey. I get anxious just like
I
even
know,
thinking
I can
about
see
it, like,
it in your body. I can see in your eyes.
But
yes.
Like it was a really, really bad time in my life. It was really not good. I mean extreme
I'm so
anxiety and depression from working there. I mean that's the truth.
Yeah.
And when I look back on it, I'm like, how the fuck did I do that for 6 years? Like, why didn't I just quit? You know, like,
know.
Why didn't I just walk away? And I can't tell you how many times, like, I thought about quitting and I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it for whatever reason. So I felt a lot of guilt for a while, you know, like, just that I let myself be treated like that and let myself go through something that was making me so unhappy.
But you can't, you gotta like let that.
Yeah. And I have let it go because what I realized is, and not to downplay like abusive relationships, that's certainly not what I was in, but it was this dynamic.
I was gonna kinda say.
It was this dynamic where like I was trying to make someone happy that was treating me like shit.
Yep.
You know?
And I was gonna say,
it was like such a cycle that I couldn't get out of.
But that's also like what like abuse is.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying like, but there are levels.
There's definitely levels. Yeah.
And also like the thing too is like, Alex, like you like couldn't leave because it was like there were rewards.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, what am I? It's not that bad. I'm making it up.
Exactly.
Like it's not.
Exactly.
And then it was like, let me give you this little extra bit to make you stay.
Yeah.
And like pull you back in. Like anytime you'd get close enough to step, it was like, oh, well, like, I'll give you a raise, or I'll give you this, or yeah, I'll, yeah. Oh, but actually, I'm so sorry. I know I'm difficult. You know, it's those tiny.
Yeah. And I know, like, you have stories. Like, there's, like, we could talk about some stories where it's, like, really, some really pretty horrible things.
Oh, horrible you know? Things. Yeah. It's so funny to be like it's the crazy. Deep underbelly of the Saratoga deep, Guitar.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I know.
But like,
people really, would come in all the time, like, you have the best job ever. You get to work in a guitar shop all day. And I'm like, it's horrible. And I also, like, I had such this view of myself as a musician. Like, that was such a big part of my identity. And I didn't know what else to do in life. Like, am I going to go work at a restaurant? I don't know how to do that. It was like, I really didn't know what to do anyways.
And it's also so interesting, though, because I feel like COVID was such a turning point for so many people.
Oh my gosh, but huge, like, turning point for my life.
But it was huge, like, what a weird blessing in disguise. One of those I'm always like, I have to recognize that it was not a blessing for a lot of people.
It was horrible.
Not, it was a blessing and not a blessing for me also. Like, I got COVID and it fucked my shit.
So yes, it's like, that's true. That's true.
But it's like, I had to stop. Like, life, it was like a forced stop. Yes, and I think so many of us were like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
And it was like, it felt like a timeline jump. Like, it was just like, oh no, like, I talk about like 180, and it's like, I can't keep going like this.
Yes. Yeah.
And so you had that. I find that so fascinating that I had that forced stop and you did as well.
Yeah.
Where it was just like, nope, I'm going to make you stop doing this.
Yes. You know? Yeah. I didn't have a choice.
Nope.
I had to try to do something else, and it worked out. And it was just, it's just this crazy thing where I was like, I just had all this doubt for so long. Like, oh, I don't know if I can make a living doing this. Who's going to want to pay me full time to teach? Like, how am I going to make a living full time teaching?
Yeah.
And it worked out, and it worked out great. And there's been challenges along the way, but it really is, like, it's crazy all the time. This happens all the time. I'll be not feeling great, you know, just whatever is going on in life. Sometimes you just wake up, you feel like shit.
Yep.
I'll go teach and I feel better.
Oh.
It's like, I just got paid. I just did a job.
Yeah.
And now I feel better?
Yeah. That's like how you know you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, like 6-7 years ago, that was just an unimaginable life to me. Unimaginable life to me. That I was going to get paid and feel good.
Wow. Like,
so it's, yeah.
Alex, I'm so happy. And then, of course, it's like, how could you have also created art that felt authentic in that time if you didn't even feel okay, safe, authentic in your own body and space?
Yeah,
and so now
so
you've
true.
Like found this thing, you've like found your calling and your life's journey.
Yeah.
And like now, of course, it's like, oh yeah, this is the sound and the songs that I'm looking for and all these things. Like, that completely
so
makes
true.
Sense to me.
I didn't even realize that until right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm just
all the songs I wrote for this album were after Saratoga Guitar stopped. When COVID hit is when I started writing all these songs that are on this album.
Love that.
So, gosh, I didn't even consider that.
Like, oh my God, you had to get
sense.
Out of that. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just so funny because, like, when I think about that time, it's just like, as I was also going through it, but I hadn't even touched going through it. Like, I hadn't even understood what that really was yet. Like, because it was like, that was right before my mom was diagnosed. So that was like right before everything kind of like went downhill for me. So period of time was just like us like ordering Panera and like eating muffins with spoons and fucking around.
Yes.
Like, I have, there are certain Snapchats.
We had to fuck around to survive.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, the Snapchats from back in the day.
Fucking crack me up of you changing the fluorescent bulbs in Oh my God. And like all that stuff. But it's just like, it was a crazy time. But there's this thing that you said to me that I think about. I literally think about it like all the time.
Really? What is it?
Yes. We would like sit there and we would all talk about like whatever certain things we wanted to do or whatever. And like one day we were all talking about like tattoos that we wanted. And like we were all like, yeah, I want this. And like it was like you, me, and John. And it was like, and like John's like, oh yeah, like I want like, of course, Grateful Dead tattoo. And you were like, I want whatever you said. And then I was like, yeah, I think I want to get like a flower and I want to do this, whatever. And then it was like a week later, I came back and I like had a tattoo and you were like, whoa. And I was like, yeah. And you were like, oh, you actually like do the things that you want. Like you were like, you said you wanted this and then you just like did it.
Oh,
and I was
gosh.
Like, yeah, like doesn't everyone do that? And then I was like, oh, not everyone.
Oh, that's
does.
Deep.
You
have that's
like,
deep.
I know. I know. You like put a piece of clarity of myself onto me.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
That's I think so about that a lot. That's so I think about it a lot.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I as much as I talk shit about that place, you know, in the you know, after it was all over, I really am just like so glad that I got to meet you and
I know.
And like Jake and Pete and
dude, yeah, and Pete. John I'm like, too, oh my god, fucking know? Pete! I like Pete. Forgot that Pete worked there, but that's of course how we met was like Pete.
Yeah, that's how all of us met, you know.
And I get yeah.
Ugh. And so we should also talk about the song that we do together on
yeah.
this album.
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
So I'll just tell a quick little story here. So
I have no idea what you're about to say. I'm like nervous.
Oh, no, I'm just gonna talk about how I wrote the song.
Okay. Oh yeah, I love it.
Yeah. So this song, the single for the album is called "The Song You Wrote," and Angelina sings on it with me. And I don't know if I was listening to a lot of Chris Stapleton that week or something. It's like almost country, which really isn't my thing. But I wrote this song, and the second I finished it, I was like, I have to have Angelina sing on the song. Like literally put down the pen, and it was probably before I put down the pen. I wrote this song in one night. You know, it doesn't always work like
that.
I love that. But it was one of those things where I got this idea in my head, and I was like, I just have to get out of bed and go downstairs and grab my guitar and like write this song. Like I have to. I just felt so inspired. And it was such a happy song too. Not all the songs in this album are happy, but this was a really happy one about my wife and I. And I think probably as I was writing, I was thinking like Angelina has to sing on this with me. Like this is gonna be a duet. But I think I texted you the next morning. Like I sent you the song and I was like, check out this song. Like you have to be on it. I just was so excited about it. And I'm just so grateful and so happy that you did. I mean, you were very enthusiastic about it. You're like, yeah, hell yeah, I'll sing on it with you.
I love recording.
And like when Chris sent me the final mix of this song, I cried. I literally cried. I was like, this is the dream. You know, like this is what I've been trying to accomplish for so long.
Yeah,
for so long. And it's not about, I mean, we were talking about the marketing and it's not about getting a bunch of people to listen to it. For me, it was always just about making the song like that. Yes. Like that was the thing, just making the freaking song.
Yeah.
And I really feel like I accomplished it, especially with this one. I listened to it. And I'm just like, I can't believe this is me. I can't believe I wrote these lyrics. I can't believe I made this song. I can't believe Angelina is on this with me. I can't believe like it almost feels so like above me and above what I think I'm capable of. And
oh my God.
No, but I think that's the beautiful thing about songwriting. And that's why I always tell my students, like, just try. You might surprise yourself.
Yeah.
Because when I listen to these songs that I wrote, I still am like, how the hell did I do that? Like, I really don't think I'm that good enough to have written those songs. And yet I did write them.
Yeah.
So I just think.
You are, you know, and you did write them. And it's also like, I just was saying this to my cousin the other day. We were actually recording this podcast and I was talking about this. And I was like, but there is something about songwriting that is, it's like through you.
Yes. Like, yeah. 100%.
It's like you channel the thing and it's like, the thing is like, here you go. I'm going to give you this.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh shit. And I remember like listening to this podcast once and they were talking about when you get the call for like the channeling of the art or the idea of whatever it is, if you don't answer it, like it will just it'll download to someone else.
Oh, interesting.
So it's like when you get those feelings that are like, I have to get up out of bed and like write this. It's like, if you don't do it, it'll become someone else's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like, I do love that idea. And it is just like, it is bigger than, I feel as though it's bigger than me. Like it's coming from something bigger than me. Like there are moments where I get into like the flow and I'm just like, oh fuck. Like where, what? Like I didn't know. And like a line will come out and I'll be like, oh shit.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah. I'll write something. I'll be like, what? I wrote that. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's really good. I didn't think I was smart. Yeah. You know?
And you know what? Sometimes too, for me, it's like, I'm not even aware of that in the moment. Usually that happens to me like years later. Like it's like recently I've been sitting with my one song, Caught Up in the Rain.
Oh, I love that song.
And I'm like, thank you. I really like it too. I really like it. Yeah. And I like it more as I'm getting older. I like it even more because I have finally realized, like, I thought I wrote it about like a boy, but I was like, no, actually I wrote this about like my need to let go of control. And it's And it's also like a very poetic, I'm not usually poetic or metaphorical in my writing. And that song is both of those things. Like, it's all a metaphor. And I was like, I kept being like a lot of the songs that are on my album, I'm like, I don't sing live a lot anymore. And like that one I can't let go of.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I'm like, oh, because it's not done yet. I'm not done with it yet. But it's like it came before I could even know that I was needed that support or that feeling. Like, and I'm like, oh, I need to keep singing this because I'm not done with that yet. Like, I haven't figured that out yet. But it's like somehow it came. Like, I wrote that song when I was working at the shop, like before COVID, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. And then like I wrote it and I remember being like, okay. And like not touching it for a bit and then coming back to it and then putting it on the album.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. So that's also a thing that has happened to me too. I also have this other song called Paper Crescent Moons.
That's an old one. I feel like that might have been the first. That might have been the first song I heard of yours.
That's actually, a lot of people tell me that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that song, I remember I was like with my college boyfriend at the time and I like wrote, I was like, okay, little paper crescent moons, they keep filling up my room.
Yes, yes.
And like that whole thing. And then I got to the chorus, like the chorus is just like a one line thing and it changes every time. And then I wrote the line, please show me how to move on. And I wrote that line and it came out of me, right? It's just like one of those channel things.
Yeah,
And I was like, and I was like, I'm still in this relationship and I'm still happy. Fuck you. And I remember being like, I closed the book and was like, I'm done writing. I'm walking away from the piano. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then like probably like a month later, I broke up with my college boyfriend. And
Yeah, your soul knew it.
Yeah. You know? And I feel like your soul, like, and that's, I think also the beautiful thing about being a songwriter is like, we get to connect to that. Cause I'm also just like, how do normal people get through life?
Yes.
Like, how do normal people process shit?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
For sure. I think that's such a good point. Like, I definitely use songs to think, you know? Like, I write to think.
Mm-hmm.
To process things. Totally. 100% do that. And I was thinking about this the other day. Like, do you meditate? Do you do like, I feel like you do that kind of stuff, yeah. You know? And I really do that kind of stuff. Yeah, you do that.
I don't do it as much as I want, okay. But I do.
Like, I don't, and I never have. Like, I've never been like a very spiritual person.
Okay.
But also, when I am writing a song.
Spiritual, but.
Sorry?
I was just saying meditation isn't necessarily spiritual.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know
what the hell I'm talking about.
But it's fine. I just don't want, I feel like that's why people don't want to meditate because they're like, ugh, like that's spiritual. Too woo-woo spiritual. And I'm like, no, it's literally just sitting in silence and like quieting your mind for a second.
Yeah, 100%.
But anyway, but meditation can also be so many things. There are so many forms of it. But keep going.
But yeah, so my point is that I don't know what it is, but I know that I have certainly gotten into a very different state of mind that I can only get into through writing music. And it doesn't happen all the time, but there are times when I am writing a song and I'm just completely lost in the song. 100%. And no other way that I've ever been in like any other area of my life or in any other moment in my life. And I feel like that is like a way of meditation for me somehow. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm explaining it very well.
Oh, you totally are. No, it does become very meditative, and it becomes
so meditative.
You're like in. It feels like
It's like an out of body experience.
Yes, really. I really feel.
And
like
I feel so much better after. 100%. I really feel a calmness that I don't feel in my day to day life regularly.
I completely agree. And even like a bad songwriting session, because it's not every songwriting session isn't that. Every songwriting session isn't that. I'm connecting to the
ether. Yeah, no, it's not. Like, it's 100% not.
But it's like sometimes you have like a bad one, but even a bad one still feels better than none.
For sure, yeah.
And for whatever reason, I'm like a person. Do you like have a schedule for writing? Do you like set yourself up for that?
No.
Me neither. And then I'm like, why don't I do this? And then every time I do it, I'm like, I need to do this more. Because it's like, anything you do more, you'd get better at.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
like, if I sat down every day and even carved out 15 fucking minutes to just, like, write.
Gosh, I know.
I would be better. I know. I only do it when my body is like, I'm ready now. And then I'm like, okay.
Yeah, right?
And that's so insane.
It often happens for me. So this is, I guess you could say it's a downfall of being a songwriter. But I can't tell you how many times as a teacher I sit down to work on something. Like, okay, I need to learn this song for a student, or I need to practice this for a gig coming up or whatever. And next thing I know, I am writing a song.
Yes.
And that's all I'm focused on. Yes. It just happens. And I mean, also too, like, I at night, like, when my wife is getting ready for bed, like, she'll take a shower before bed, and I'll kind of take that time to go downstairs and play a little music. And sometimes, like, she's like, are you coming to bed? And nope. I'm like, I can't stop. I can't stop. Yeah. Like, I'm in the zone, man, you know?
So good. Yeah.
And it's the greatest feeling.
I haven't had one of those in a while. I haven't had, like, a good writing sesh in a while.
I mean, I haven't really either in a while. I mean, it's tough as an adult. You're so busy and everything. But
I also feel like, for me, summertime has never been, like, my writing time. Oh, summertime is, like, I'm, like, out doing the things.
Yeah,
and then it's, like,
yeah,
the rest of the year for me is, like, that's when I, like, turn inward. And then I'm, like, okay, I've lived life for 3 months. Now I'm ready to, like, now I can write about it or whatever. I don't know.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. But, okay. What time do you have to leave?
I have to leave at 11.
At 11?
Yeah.
Okay, so we should probably wrap up.
Yes.
Is there anything else you want to say about the album?
Yeah.
Where can people find you?
Yeah.
We need to get you a new promo picture. Your promo picture, I feel like, doesn't represent you.
Oh, really?
No, I don't
think
so.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, we need to talk
about
that.
Wait, what's my promo picture?
It's like you with a guitar and your hand is on your chin.
Oh.
And I'm like, no, we need, like, you are way more badass than that. Like, it looks, I'm like, no, like, we need a new promo photo for you.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. All right. We'll think about that. Yeah. I didn't realize I was so badass.
But, yes. When everyone hears your music, they'll also be like, yes. Like, that, I mean, that maybe represents your bluegrass side, but this songwriter side of you is completely different.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know. Yeah. I
the Queen's speech.
So where to find me?
Yes.
You can find me on Instagram. I'm trying to post stuff there.
You can find the rants on TikTok.
You can find my angry rants on TikTok. if you want to get angry with me
over
current events of the world.
And you do speak so well on them.
Oh, thank you.
You are very good. You
appreciate
also
that.
Deliver it in your calm, deep voice. And then I'm just like, this is how I need the news. Like, this is what I need.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I guess one last thing I want to say about the album is, so I released the single, and all week, whenever we get in the car, my son Frankie says, Daddy, play your song.
Oh.
And, like, that right there is enough for me, you know? That right there, that's it. This morning, same thing, I bring him to school. Daddy, put on your song. He does it, like, angrily. Like, I want to hear your song.
No way.
Yeah, every single time we get in the car.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, that's enough for me right there.
No, that's it. That's the whole thing in a package.
For sure.
That's all you ever need.
And lastly, I just want to say, you know, thank you to you for having me on here.
Oh, my God.
This
literally
is my first
anytime.
Podcast interview ever.
I'm so excited.
It's been so much fun. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah.
And everyone should check out Angelina's music too.
Thank you. Maybe we could get, like, your song. Maybe we could play your song at the end of this.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be awesome.
I think that would be cool.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah. All right. Cool. I'll talk to Andy about it. I might have you send me the file.
Okay, sure.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you. Blanket in our sleep, the car radio turns on in my dream.
I haven't heard the song, but I hum along, and the melody echoes till the sleep wears off.
But the dream carries on, and just so easy. Love is an easy untold. But when I
isn't silver or gold that gets me through the day. It's the song that you wrote. You're just so easy to learn.
When you walk through the door after a long day's work, you step to a rhythm as you shuffle.
Song, but I drum along on a pan in the kitchen till you wrap me in your arms. But the beat carries on, you're just so easy to love. Love isn't easy untold.
Isn't easy, I'm told.
But when I am with you,
I can rock, I can roll.
And when times are tough, it isn't silver or gold that gets me through the day. It's the song that you wrote. Just so easy to